of a team that can get nasty for the opposition. What'd you think of tonight overall?
Yeah, I mean, I thought a lot of guys emptied the tank the other night, and you could see some soreness and some fatigue in some areas. But we persevered for some tough lulls, and I thought contributions from our bench, 27 bench points, 23 assists. That's the second game in a row we've taken care of the ball really well, and I was really excited for guys like Jackson, Civils, Pavletsky, and obviously Kyler to come in and contribute the way he did with the short amount of time that he got. Huge sparks off the bench.
They cut it to three, and you went on a 15-1 run, and I don't know if you know this yet or not, but a bulk of that run was done with B.J. Mack and Messiah Jones on the bench. Yeah. Says a lot about guys like Kyler Filowich, but also how this team is starting to round into form, and as Jim said, contributions from everybody.
Yeah, I got a lot of trust in our whole team, and when we didn't have the look in our eye like we needed to down there at the 10-minute mark, 12-minute mark in the second half, you know, those guys know what's required. I told the next wave of group to come in to uplift us, spark us a little bit, and they certainly did that. Obviously, BJ was under the weather, and he was fighting through stuff all day, and he's an absolute warrior. It just wasn't his day and a few other guys, but certainly they have helped us win a ton of ball games around here. And, you know, he's a great example for these younger guys that stepped in and obviously provided a great spark for us.
As you continue to kind of craft this team and the rotation and measure and cut and figure out who fits where, nights like this from the new guys, does it also serve a message to the guys who maybe aren't getting as much playing time right now? Hey, it could be you anytime. If you earn the playing time in practice, you come out there and you can do the same thing, give us the same lift. I mean, you look at the talent up and down the roster, and again, I go back to it, it seems like it could be any guy at any given time, and that's a great message. It's a great thing to know when you're practicing and things like that.
Yeah, we're trying to build habits and stack wins and just give these guys confidence. But you got to go out there and do it. And these guys are putting in the work, and this is why it's so critical, right? These short turnarounds. If someone else isn't ready to go, someone's got to be able to step up. And I think you saw great illustrations of that tonight. I can use a lot in these last two games to teach and make sure our guys understand that these things will happen again, and we've got to understand when they do, we'll be prepared for it. We've already done it. So very proud of our team.
Couple days and then a non-D1 in here. I assume you'll get the practice floor and get them ready to go for Wednesday.
Yeah, on to the next. And, you know, everybody's got to keep working, growing. There's a lot to improve on. We were not far from perfect tonight. That's a really good athletic bunch that has some talent. And, you know, we're going to go back to the drawing board and keep getting better. So looking forward to the challenge. Another week ahead.
All right, we appreciate it. We'll see Jay McCauley and the Terriers back here Wednesday afternoon